This is episode 16 of What's Been Better. This week, we're talking about being out in the open because hypocrisy will always catch up to you. Y'all know we cuss, so don't get upset. It's just for emphasis.
Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, Lori. Wait, before we get started, if you have not already, like, share, subscribe, do something with this episode, but do not keep it for yourself. And if you want other people to find us, leave us a review. Thanks.
Thank you. Hey, Sylvia.
Hi, Lori.
How goes it, young lady?
It's been a day. Mm-hmm. You saw the pictures.
I did.
But it's a lesson of listen to yourself. So, yeah.
Okay. So that's where you are with it?
Yeah, I think so.
Cool. Okay. You going to expound? Share what's going on?
My tomatoes. Okay. If you have been following along with me on social media, especially on TikTok, and if we want to talk about what's been better, I got to 10,000 followers on TikTok.
Yay! Okay.
Check out the bingo board because I got to 10K. So that was awesome. That was a good feeling. Yay.
Yeah, that's good. Good stuff. Congratulations.
Now, if we could just do that on what's been better. Come on, y'all.
That would be nice.
Come on, y'all.
That would be nice.
But if you've been following along on Black Girl with Tools, you know that I poured club soda into my plants' water bottles, and my plants just went like that. Well,
what you mean they grew?
Oh, they grew like
your plants. Which ones?
I did all the tomatoes, all the peppers, and then I wound up doing every single plant,
like regular plants.
Mm-hmm. So that's why when you came over, everything was just like super big, super green.
So I need to put them in my houseplants too?
I've heard that you can. 50%, half, 50-50, half club soda, half water.
Okay. And what does the club soda do?
It gives minerals, oxygen, and it has a little bit of something else. I can't remember. Oh my gosh. But there's a whole saga that I have posted.
Okay.
Anyway, so my tomatoes got so big and so heavy that yesterday when it was storming, they tipped over. So today when I went outside, I was very sad to see that there were tomatoes on the ground, that the limbs were just like, oh, we're not going to make it. So I had to get out there and try to prop them up. And I said, like, last week or the week before, I said, I should get another tomato cage hooked up to these because these are getting way bigger than I.
And so that was your gut telling you. That was a warning.
Right.
And so sometimes we heed it, sometimes we don't. And then we experience the outcome of it. Right. Yes. So
whispers,
now you learn.
Pebbles, bricks in the forehead.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
So when I went out there, I was just like, oh no. And of course, that was like 20, 30 minutes before we were supposed to record today. So I was just like, take your time. Mm-hmm. I have to go to Home Depot. So I went to the store, got some more tomato cages.
How the hell you do that so fast?
It's not far from my house.
Okay.
Yeah. And I knew what I needed. So I just went straight to the front. There was nobody in line.
Okay.
Zoomed in, zoomed out. And then that's why I came in here late too, because I was like trying to.
Yeah. Did you fix it though? Were you able to get it propped up?
They are propped up now.
Mm-hmm.
I lost a few more tomatoes. They look very like stuffed now. So Drew and I were talking about just starting over.
Well, so you said you lost them because I know you mentioned that they were green. Can you lay them on the countertop and they just kind of continue?
The ones that fell weren't very big, but I don't know how far along because this is a variety I've never grown before.
That's
another thing of like, I'm really sad because I was hoping that these would be really, really good. And I have so many goals that have to do with tens, you know? Mm-hmm. So I had the 10K of like, I want to get to 10,000 followers, but I also wanted to do 10 jars of salsa and 10 jars of pizza sauce.
Right.
Because we eat that much.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with the rest of the summer, but If I start over, I start over.
I get it. I get it. Tell me real quick about, I'm going to jump back to the club soda.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have to be refrigerator or can it be room temperature or?
I have them out on the counter and
okay.
I mean, I never really put too many things in the refrigerator anyway, except for the milk. When I put the milk on the tomatoes, I'm usually taking it out of the refrigerator.
Okay.
So
I'm not even going to go there because then there'll be a whole
calcium and vitamin D. Calcium okay. and vitamin D.
So cow's milk on tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, I know. It all sounds great. And banana water for watermelons.
What? What the hell does that do?
Potassium.
Ah, well, you know what? It's a whole ecosystem. It's like
the whole thing.
It's like sounds like a circle of life kind of thing.
That's
what it sounds like. Okay.
It is, and it helps.
Honey,
of like not having a lot of waste either.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Even like I'm on this whole like big green juice thing right now. Like finally drinking celery juice, even though I know everybody's like, "You should have been drinking that." Okay, I didn't like it. It was disgusting. I hated it. Mm-hmm.
So you drink it now.
I drink it now because somebody said put pineapple in it.
Okay, and that does what?
Oh, it makes it sweeter, and it makes it but much more. It makes it much more palatable for me. But I know
I get it.
Pineapple is good for inflammation.
Well,
so,
I definitely need that because I feel inflamed.
Yeah, because my knees are killing me. So,
well, what about the celery though? What does the celery drink the juice do?
I don't remember what celery does. I really don't. This is another one of those, like, my mom has been doing forever and always telling me, and I've always been like, that is disgusting.
So now this is where our listeners come in. If you know, help your girl out.
Yes.
Because Sylvia might figure it out tomorrow. I don't know. And I really want to be encouraged to drink some celery water because I might. Yeah. I will. I'll do it. Especially, I'll drink celery water without the pineapples if I know the benefits of it.
Okay, right. So it's a whole green juice thing. So it's celery, kale. I do lime instead of lemon because I don't like lemons. And
they
ginger.
They taste the same.
No, they do not. No. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
They got a little similarity.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
All right. And ginger. But it's supposedly really good for you, like hydrating and good for inflammation and blood pressure and stuff like that. So.
Yeah, I definitely want to get rid of all the inflammation in my tummy.
Yes.
<I'm out.
laughs> Right.
Yeah.
So I've been on that. And so I was saying in terms of like waste, instead of throwing out all the pulp, I dried all the pulp and ground it down into green powder to put into like smoothies and other foods, like soup and stuff like that. So there was no waste. It was zero waste.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, Sylvia is the girl for all of the things, especially gardening. Yeah, but I'm telling you, she's the one to ask and you're in the know. So I love it. Thank you for that information.
I don't know that I'm the girl, but I am one to learn and share. I am one to learn and share. So. I'm not the end all be all. I don't know all the answers. Trust me, I am quick to say I learned this from whoever and whoever. And I always tag people and I always tell people, like, go ask them or go try yourself and let me know. Because I'm like you. I don't want to give out a whole bunch of advice.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what I do.
Right. I love that. And no, Sylvia is not arrogant. Miss Know-It-All.
No,
I'm not talking about it from that angle. I'm saying she is still the girl to know because she's somebody who studies, she researches, and she does the thing. She works by doing. I love it. And she's always out there, you know, giving you good tidbits of knowledge.
Yes, I'm always. And I do share my trials and tribulations also because I quickly, before I touched my tomatoes, turned the camera on and was like, here's a fail. This really happens because I don't want people to believe that like my garden is perfect and everything is wonderful. And I just walk in the bubbles all day. And like, I don't want anybody to think that like, that's my life. Like it's real. Shit goes down bad. Like all of my garlic. I don't think I'm going to have any garlic this year.
Mm.
It just hasn't turned out.
Well, sometimes things happen. Yeah. I don't call them fail. So that's the difference between me and Sylvia. I don't call it a fail. I call it learning. Like, this happened. I didn't like how it turned out. Sometimes we're going to have things that don't turn out in our favor or as we intended to. So,
I'll put both. I put garden fail and then I put lesson learned. Like,
okay, cool.
So it's both for me of like, I know what I was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. Now, certain things I'm like, oh, I did it a little bit different this year. So I wasn't sure that it was going to turn out. So like the garlic, that was a hit or miss. And it turned out to be a miss. And that's okay.
Like, you going to try it again next year?
Of course. Of course.
That's what I'm talking about. So then these things are never a fail, especially if you're going to get back up and try it again. If you're going to keep on keeping on. You know,
Nothing's going to stop me from growing food. It's just not going to happen. Like, it's so freeing. Mm-hmm. And it's a good feeling to go grocery shopping in your backyard.
Yeah.
And it is obviously saving money. You know, I'll cut a corner anytime I can in terms of like, I'm not buying that. I could just grow it. But yeah, so I mean, I had plenty of other wins this week, but that one was just like, that was heartbreaking.
And I tell you, I'm so thankful to know Sylvia, because hopefully we can barter. Like, I can switch out my knowledge for her knowledge and, you know, her food for, you know, some sessions or something. I don't know.
Something.
We're gonna just work some stuff out.
We'll figure it out. A couple games of spades. I don't know.
Something.
Anything.
I love it.
Anyway, I said all that, but what's been better, Lori?
Well, Sylvia, I went to visit her and she has all these little gadgets and I just love them. And so we're out there looking at her beautiful plants and her her beautiful garden. And she had these bubbles that were just bubbling up all over the place. And I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, what is going on here? And she said it confuses the mosquitoes. And so she caught me right when she said that, because I sit outside a lot and I come inside when it's like dusk, because as soon as my lights come on, my string lights, they attract mosquitoes.
Yes.
And they are most annoying. And I don't like getting bitten up. And when she told me that, I bought me a bubble machine.
Yay!
She sent the link, and I just went today to Five Below. I went out of my way and got the bubbles. And it's so funny because sometimes I ask questions before paying to looking around, because I only had a few minutes. Mm-hmm. So I walked in there and I asked the guy, I said, where are the bubbles? Like the big, he was like, he pointed, I turned around, it was right there, big ass display of bubbles. And I was so excited. So I'm going to probably try it out tomorrow.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
So, yeah. So that's been better. Like, I am actually going to be able to hang out in my backyard. I'm probably going to get about 3 or 4 of those bad boys.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I can just have bubbles for days.
Yes. Because your yard is huge.
Right.
So, yeah.
So what would you recommend, though? Should I have it on my table and let it come straight out at the table level? Or should I have it on the ground and let the bubbles rise up?
I would put it kind of like near you, but I think shout out to my mother-in-law, because this was all her idea.
Okay.
She's the one that turned me onto the bubbles and the bubble machines. And she said it's kind of like soothing, like the sound of the machine is like white noise.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she puts hers on her table.
Mm-hmm.
She's got like a lower table, kind of like a coffee table on her front porch.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you could put it there. I usually just kind of tote mine around with me, kind of whichever section of the garden I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
But up there at the pizza oven, I have it just on the top of the
table.
Does
it really work, though?
Like, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Between that and those, citronella sticks.
Okay. I'm going to order those, too, I think. I ordered them.
The place from the $1.25. Get them from there.
I already ordered them from Amazon.
Oh, okay.
They just ain't coming yet. I'm so glad you said something, because I forgot that I ordered them. But tell our viewers what the name of the bubble machine is. Is it called Bubble Machine?
It's literally called a bubble machine.
And you can get it off of Amazon.
Yep. If you follow me, it is in my Amazon storefront. Like, the link is like probably the first thing in my garden faves Yeah, it is. It's probably the first thing in my garden faves. But go Black Girl with Tools anywhere. You'll see my link tree and find my Amazon storefront. And yeah, bubble machine all summer. That's what we're doing. We are not getting bit by mosquitoes. That's what we're not doing.
Oh my God. But you also said get some soap.
Yes. Okay.
What's the name of it?
Irish Spring Soap.
Okay.
Y'all,
so
now this hack 100% came from TikTok and I totally agree with it. Irish Spring Soap, if you break it into chunks or shred it up, like cheese grate it up, spread it around the area that you're going to be in, it keeps away so many things. Now, you got to reapply it once it starts raining because it is soap. But it's not going to be like sudsy bubbles everywhere like that. It's just going to like dissipate into wherever. So all along my garden, on the ground, hanging in those little organza bags, off of things, I have Irish Spring soap because it keeps away flies. It keeps away little pests. You know, I have a squirrel issue, things like that.
Okay. So, well, maybe it keeps away flies and stuff. It didn't work for me with the mosquitoes.
I bought
a whole bunch of Irish Spring, shred that shit up. I even boiled it to kind of get it to smell.
I've never heard anybody do that.
Right. I boiled it down and I sprayed it in a spray bottle. I sprayed it all over my arms and legs and sprayed it all over my carpet.
Okay, I have never heard that.
Yeah.
Mint works like that.
Okay, I'm going to have to try the
mint. Lemon balm.
Okay, I'm gonna have to get some lemon balm. But so try, y'all, let us know. You know, like, let us know. The Irish Spring didn't work for me, but if it works, it works. So I still have it hanging. It'll definitely,
if you're trying to eat outside, it's not gonna, you won't have any flies coming around.
Cool.
So
I didn't see any flies. So, okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I have it more so for the flies more than anything because the flies were terrible. The second year I had a garden, I mean, I was like, I'm gonna be carried away by flies. It was so many flies. And then I did that and they were gone.
Oh, good.
And then the squirrels too. Like, absolutely not.
So I love these different hacks. I love us sharing and passing on different information because it helps us. And actually, we don't have to spend a whole lot of money doing things because I promise you, I was about to hire the mosquito man.
No. There's other stuff for that. There's plants. I mean, I replanted a whole container garden around the pizza oven just for flies and mosquitoes to keep them away. Like, and it's all food. Basil, chives, lavender, and marigolds.
Okay. There we go. I'm about to do some planting.
Something
has to give. I'm so over this shit. Like, let me just let you know, mosquitoes are not my friend. I think they're vampires. They are the worst. I think they're worse than maggots and roaches. I think they're worse.
Nothing is worse than roaches. Nothing. I hate roaches, especially being in Georgia and going to school in Alabama and seeing flying roaches.
Yeah,
everybody is
bugs.
Tough. Until a damn roach flies. Everybody is tough. I mean, like, nothing worse. Ooh, no. I think I'd rather be bit by a mosquito than like that thing fly at my face. I can't do it. I can't.
Well not in my face though. But I feel you. I feel you. I just don't like getting bit. Oh my God. But enough of all of those things. Like you know, we can go on for days. We love to talk. So of course, yes, we do.
But
what are we talking about today, though, Sylvia?
I want to talk about things like coming to light and judgment and hypocrisy, and because it's so much, so many court cases, so many documentaries, so many random things have come out in the last like couple of weeks that it's just been on my mind. And then here you go, going to jury duty today. And I was like, oh, this is all the same. It's all the same. So tell everybody what happened when you went to jury duty today. All of the day.
Let's just say that.
Y'all, if you could have seen the text messages.
So I get a letter. By the way, this is year 16. I spent my 16th year in my home. this is the first time I've gotten any information about doing any kind of jury duty.
Oh, man, you're lucky.
Right. So I got jury duty. I think it was a whole week that I had to, no, maybe 2 or 3 days. But they sent me home. It wasn't anything spectacular back in 06, 07. So, and that was way in another city. But I've been here for 16 effing years and nothing until now. So I go and I'm thinking, surely my uncle being a former police officer, that's going to do it. Nope. So the criteria now is you have to be 70 to say if you want to do it or not. You have to have like a 6-year-old, not 7, 8, like, because what's the difference between how you pick 6? Like, really? A 6-year-old, if you have a 6 or younger, then you get to be excused, right? And I'm like, but what happens to the 7 to 10-year-olds?
Right.
Like, what's going to happen to them?
They're going to be like, fend for themselves.
Right, yeah. Right. And I think something else.
Medical.
Right. But that's it. Like, and so even if you're self-employed, they don't give a damn. They don't give a damn that you're self-employed and you miss a whole week's worth of work. That's right. A whole salary, you know, and that you can't get back, because if you work on a job, yes, they can reimburse you. But if you work for yourself, how do you recoup that?
You just
SOL. And so anyway, I'm thinking, I get there 8:15. It's a long behind line. It's over 200 something people in this big behind room. And they let us go for lunch. I was like, damn, I'm here still for lunch. Come back at one. And the girl comes up and she said, I'm about to call some names. I'm the second name they called. I said, mother effa. I'm hot, because I'm thinking, are they going to let me go? No. We got to stand in line, single file line, like we in elementary school and stuff. We get into the courtroom, and this dude is in court on trial because he was speeding and he got arrested for DUI. Now, I understand that you're innocent until proven guilty.
Yes.
But are you going to waste our time? When you've been drinking and you speeding, like, you double guilty, dude. Like, really? Yeah. Why are you going to waste my time? And I'm not getting reimbursed for this shit. I'm just going to say it. You know, I'm mad, you know, at this point.
I'm really
annoyed. And then the sheriff, now I'm looking, because for me, I like to follow directions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at all the do's and the don'ts of coming in there, right? So I'm in the courtroom. I have my little hat on because that's how I do.
Mm-hmm.
And this sheriff lady who has a fake ponytail. And I'm not even tripping about people who wear fake hair. Okay. That's how you live. But you're going to tell me to take off my hat. She told me to take off
security. Yeah.
Well, I already went through security.
Yes. But there's,
Well. Be nice.
Yeah.
At least you can be nice about it. You take off your hat. And I thought she was talking to somebody behind me. So I'm like,
she can't be talking to me like that.
You know? And then they're pointing at me. I'm looking at her like, I gotta take off my hat. Like, the most humiliating thing, because my hair look a mess. My hair looking like Bozo and shit. Like, I'm taking my hat off in front of all these people. Lady, I was so done with her. Because then is how she talked to me. So I was like, Lori, you really gonna have to let this go. And you also can't, but just don't take this personally. But I was annoyed because I just didn't appreciate, you know, people using their authority. They throw their authority around. That's, you know, because I'm like, girl, outside, I'm gonna get you.
Take that uniform off and see what's happening.
Right. I'm like, Nook, if you buck.
Right.
I'm through. Right. Because I'm like, you know,
right.
What's up? But I'm eyeing her kind of the whole time. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But the whole point is, this guy is on trial for something that he knows he did. Right.
Mm.
And so you have all these taxpayers in here. And I understand if somebody planted some drugs on him. Okay.
Right.
That could be a thing. He wasn't speeding, you know, or if he didn't get the DUI, you get what I'm saying? Or something like, or something similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're really guilty. So anyway, I had reason to say to myself, and when they started asking questions, you know, do you feel one way or the other on it? Like, do you feel mm-hmm. biased? And basically I said, this is a slam dunk.
You said all this in voir dire, like the process of that you're talking about. If the lawyers or the judge ask you a question, is called voir dire.
Oh, okay. So because I know what the hell you just said.
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's like they question if you could be on the jury pool, or mm-hmm. if you're going to be a witness. Sometimes mm-hmm. they will question a witness. So that process is called. This is how much court I watch.
Yeah, well, God bless you, girl. Well, they did that.
Okay.
And they told us we can be as frank as we wanted to be. And mm-hmm. I'm glad they did, because I wanted them to know you're wasting my time. and no, I don't want to be a part of this case. Because
this $25 ain't going to get it.
No, you're going to give me $25. And they give it to you on a gift card that charges you $395 if you don't use, you know, if you authorize
oh.
it. And I'm like, y'all, really? Our piece of work.
Fulton County's still giving out checks, if I remember correctly. Yeah, I still got a check. I've been on jury duty 2 times in the last year already.
Wow. Well, I guarantee you, I'm going to use that $25 as soon as I can, because you're not going to $3.95 me until it's over.
Buy some more bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can woos out with the bubbles.
Yeah, $3.95 every time, every month.
Yeah, it's wild to push a court case that far for something that is, I don't always think that all these things should be court cases. This should mm-hmm. be something that's like, yes, there's mediation. Yes, there's a process. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have rules, laws, things so that way people don't get harmed.
Mm-hmm.
But also too, what are you doing that you thought that this would be okay?
Right.
And I know that selfish gets thrown around both ways as a negative way of like, I just do whatever the fuck I want. And selfish gets thrown around of like, I'm going to take care of myself first.
Mm-hmm.
To get in a car after you've been in a situation that may or may not involve you drinking. Don't put yourself in these situations. Because you're not only wasting all these people's time, you're wasting your own time.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, right? And so while we say that, everybody has the option to do whatever the heck they want to do,
mm-hmm.
but just understand there are consequences to this thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have consequences to everything you do, good mm-hmm. and bad. Like, we do good thing, good consequences come. It's basically what people call karma, or what the cause of law and cause and effect,
mm-hmm.
right? And so, or I think it's a reciprocal kind of thing. I can't think of it right now, but it's basically reciprocal. Whatever you put out, you're going to come back.
Yeah.
You know? And so, yeah. So if you're going out here, yeah, I hope you won't drink and drive. I even was vulnerable and said one time I was drinking and I was driving. And guess what? If they caught me, I've been like, you got me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to waste all of the time and do a jury trial.
Yeah.
Just to still maybe be proven guilty even after all of that.
And knowing too, like how the judicial system works, it's not in your favor anyway to go mm-hmm. through all this process. But yeah, I don't. And then you see, which is a perfect segue to all the court cases that I've been watching lately.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the Duggars, mm-hmm. Shiny Happy People.
Okay.
To which y'all had to explain to Lori who the Duggars were. If you don't know, they're a family that had 19 children in mm-hmm. Northwest Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And the father took the side of his son who had previously missed who had previously inappropriately touched his sisters and their babysitter while they were sleeping.
And he touched the babysitter too?
Yes.
Child.
And instead of holding this child accountable, and I'm not going to say child, he wasn't like 12, he was like 16. I think maybe he was 14. He was younger, but he wasn't like, he wasn't a 7-year-old. You know, he was old enough to know, like, I'm doing these things and this isn't appropriate. But instead of getting this child some help, instead of pressing charges against this child, they allowed him to keep doing everything that he was doing. And then there he goes, getting caught in the Ashley Madison scandal where he was paying prostitutes and assaulting them. And then eventually found with child images on his computer. And finally arrested and finally went to court and was actually held accountable for once. I think he got more than 10 years in prison, which I feel like is not enough. Yeah,
that's
not enough. All the things that he did. But I watched that documentary. It's called Shiny Happy People. And it was very interesting to see, you know, one of the sisters was on there. So to see her speaking out was interesting because I saw how complicit TLC, Discovery, and all these other big media companies were of like not holding people accountable and propping these people up.
Let me ask you this real quick. I know you had mentioned that the father perjured himself and he lied and tried to take up for his son. Did the mother try to take up for her son too?
The mother, I don't remember the mother getting on the stand, but the mother still is like standing by her husband and standing by their son. But sometimes on like their YouTube channels or in their social media, the mom is with the daughters. So I don't know. Now that the documentary is out, I don't quite know how that's going to play out. The family did put out a statement that they, you know, the victims of all these heinous crimes and stuff, but also that they love their children. So, yeah, it was very disturbing. I swear to you, I could like write a whole PhD dissertation on like how American media props up evangelicals that are terrible, because that whole situation was bad.
So Sylvia, were there more than just two? Because the lady had 19 children, which I also think is like I feel like a little bit of my judgment is coming out. But I will say judgment comes from, to me, when somebody does something that's different from what you would do, right? And so you kind of like maybe make fun of it or you put it down to really justify your disdain for a thing. And I really don't have any disdain for people having dang on children they want to have. Like, you can have as many children as your body can push out. That's your business. It's between you and God. But for me in my house, like, three was enough. Like, two was good enough. But this lady had 19 children.
She had 19. Okay, let me answer. This is a multi-part question. So, yes, there were more than just the two. It was a whole thing about the police released the sealed records of who he touched. Because eventually they did go to the police, but the police didn't do anything. So it was supposedly four of his sisters.
And how many... So now I'm like, how many girls, how many boys? Did he touch any boys?
Touch any boys. That never came out. There are, that family is 10 and 9, right?
Yeah, that's 19.
No. I'm trying to think of which family I'm thinking of. This is how knee deep it is. But yes, I think that family has more girls than boys. Yes, but no, he didn't. And then what was really sad was two of the older girls that were harmed went on Fox News and were basically pressured into defending him and being like, well, the police was wrong and we shouldn't be here talking about this because they shouldn't have released it, but we love our brother. And watching Shiny Happy People, that sister was like, I wish I never did that. I didn't know the whole story. I was really pressured into this. You know, I was younger, all these things. And it goes to the heart of, like, again, you're trying to keep this show afloat. You're trying to keep money. You would sacrifice your daughters over this pedophile of a son for money, for power, for controlling your daughters.
Was it just one boy? Like, was only one who
because the other boys, like, when they basically, like, made a spinoff of the show. At that point, they took the show off the air for a little while, and they made a spinoff of the show with those two sisters to say that they were, like, moving on with their life, and they basically turned that show into talking about the older children. And so the older boys were, like, on there crying and upset, and, like, I don't look up to my brother anymore and all that. But it to me, at the heart of all of it, though, is you have these churches, you have this purity culture, you have this prosperity culture, and all it is like controlling women and trying to get more power. But it's taken further when you give them these TV shows and say, look, this is kind of weird, but they're just a normal family. And it's like, what is normal?
Right. What is normal? And speaking of that, like, I saw this post on Instagram today and I reposted it as a story. And it says, in dysfunctional families, telling truth is betrayal. And helping, In dysfunctional families, telling the truth is betrayal and keeping secrets is loyalty. Yes. And it's so deep that that's the case, because that's what we've been taught. That's what we've been programmed to do. And it sounds like these TV stations, in that sense, it's like, don't say nothing, you know, just kind of keep it to yourself. And even the family, like, you'll destroy the family. And that happens in so many families, like these pedophiles for uncles and sometimes aunties, let me just go ahead and say, but these people are in the family, get to come to dinner, and the traumatized still have to keep being re-traumatized by these people who are not brought to justice. Nothing happens. And I'm not going to say for all, because it's not all, of course. Some actually do prosecute, and I'm glad that they don't mind blowing up the family for the sake of saving these innocent people.
Right. And I will say that sister said on the documentary that when he was finally brought to trial for that other case, when they were trying to build the case of, like, he has disturbing behavior from before, she was like, she raised her hand and was willing to testify against her own brother, but they didn't call her. They had, like, other witnesses. So it was good that she wasn't traumatized, but it was also like, you got to be willing to blow up the family. And I mean, look at even Donald Trump. It's Monday, June 12th right now. Tomorrow, June 13th, he's going to be arraigned on 37 counts of, again, somebody not holding him accountable. And now here we are. Like, you have to nip all this in the bud once you see it, whatever the bad behavior is, good, bad, or other.
It's such a contradiction of terms, double standards, all of this. When I think about Bill Cosby, and Bill Cosby did his deed. He went to jail, you know, and now people still trying to bring him up on charges, but civil suits, when something happened in 1969. And again, I understand the statutes of limitations can be, you know, not lifted in these particular situations. Am I saying that right? Lifted, not lifted. Mm-hmm. Okay. But if they're going to do that to him,
hold everybody the same accountable.
Come on, y'all. Come on. Like, really? Like, this
that's
is
fucked up.
This is some BS.
Trump's fucked up. Like, and it makes me annoyed that that could be a criminal case with him, but Trump's was just a civil case when it was with E. Jean Carroll. That's, come on now. That was an apples for apples situation. Both of them mistreated women sexually. It was horrible. Both of them. why is one got kid gloves on and the other is like the long arm of justice has to come down on top of their head the hardest it could possibly come? Like,
and we know what it is.
I know we know what it is.
So, right. We know what it is. But, and so this world is, and even us speaking about this, while we're saying it, we are a little frustrated and it's unfair, but this world is unfair. Yeah. And my question is, as we're speaking out and we're hopefully, I don't know if they're going to hold Trump, you know, to the letter of the law. I don't know. But we can hope for that. Right. But at the end of the day, is anything really going to change?
I don't
Sylvia?
Think so. Because, look, I watched another documentary. I watched the Hillsong Church documentary. Well, the second one, because I watched the first one a long time ago. And then this one came out recently. That's another mega church that was in Australia and New Zealand. And then they spread around the world because they had these charismatic preachers who, again, were doing their dirt. And again, there are allegations of pedophilia from far back. But what did they do? Mm-hmm. They just moved people around, changed things around. And then the church exploded. And now you have their head of the church going and praying for Trump when he's in office. Because again, it's the same kind of people. To me, it's always going to be the same type of people. You have to be a specific kind of person to say, I have a better connection to God. You have to talk through me. And I can teach you the ways, as if the Bible isn't available to be read by everybody, or as if you can't close your eyes and talk to your higher power. It's so, or you have to give me money in order for you to make money.
Right. Right. Or if you can't be taught, like, cause you can be taught. It's just like me saying, listen, I am the only therapist that can, you know, help you in this space. Like, you can only come to me cause you can't fix yourself. You can't work through your issues. Come on.
It's the same kind of people to me. It's the same kind of people. They are power hungry. They are money hungry. And I often want to know, like, when is enough enough? Because it has to stop. It has to stop.
Yeah.
It's all the same kind of person. I mean, even, okay, I watched the third one. Do you remember Jared, the Subway guy?
No, I don't know any of these people, Sylvia. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't know none of these people.
So there was a guy. He was in college and he was like really heavy set and all he did was eat Subway and he lost like hundreds of pounds. And it was like this big story for like 15 years.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I did hear about that. I just didn't. Okay. Yeah. I did hear about him.
He came out as being a pedophile.
Well, you know, when you say the Subway guy, I thought you were talking about on the Subway.
Oh, no.
The food Subway. But, yes. I definitely heard about him.
I mean, even him, I'm like, come on. Like, what is happening in this world that this is, I know that it's always been a thing, but seeing it all compounded on top of each other and then seeing that like all these people have similar characteristics. It's
which
scary,
are
though.
What are these characteristics that you
this
notice?
Power hungry, this I'm domineering or I'm the only one that can do these things. And it just, they all look and feel icky the same way to me.
Yeah. And I will tell you another thing that I noticed too. Mm-hmm. If you do not correct someone when they are not doing, when they're harming, I'm going to say that. Because again, right and wrong can be relative in some ways. But if you're harming and you don't correct that harm, what you're doing is you're spreading that and you're saying that it's okay. And then they double down and they go for broke. They start doing the most because they you're talking about power. It's like, I am entitled. I can do this. You can't catch me or I'm above the law.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I don't like it. And you know, I'm already like on church and religion. And so seeing these same examples continue to repeat themselves, I'm like, oh, y'all just find a closet and go and talk to your higher power. That seems like a better idea. Don't, I'm not against like congregating. I'm not against people building community. I'm just against like whatever this is that people have going, because it's just harming.
It's harming, and it comes from a really, I'm gonna tell you, it comes from a self-loathing, yeah. But you don't see that because it's layered and layered.
Yes.
And from that self-loathing, you start to look at things as though, you know, you want to take care of yourself in a way, and you use people as objects, because again, if you don't see the value in yourself, you're not going to see the value in other people. Mm-hmm. And that is the unfortunate part of this whole thing, yeah. You know, and really, I'm going to say to these people, about these people who really harm, is listen, you matter. Because if you start there and you start to forgive yourself, then you can stop.
Yeah.
But if you're constantly judging you and you don't think that you're about anything, because that's what I hear sometimes when people say, I ain't shit. Like, it baffles me when someone comes out their own mouth to say about themselves mm-hmm. that they're not anything.
Yeah.
That they self-deprecate. And so when you do that and you hide behind that, and then you actually go in and you treat other people the way you treat yourself, mm-hmm. that's how all of these things spiral. Because yeah. there's an origin story to everything.
It's also terrifying to see the people that prop those people up. That at the heart of it, to me, is why I'm saying it was so egregious. Like,
yeah, well because they're complicit too, Sylvia, and they feel the same.
Yeah,
birth of a feather flock together. And when you're aligned, you're gonna cover up. If you're in denial, or if you feel like, you know, wow, like even some of these parents who don't go and tell the truth, mm-hmm. and they cover up because they're ashamed, because they knew what was happening and they didn't speak to
it. Yeah, it just...
And so the embarrassment of it all is like, you don't want to look bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then not wanting to look bad. It's like, really? Shit, look bad. That's why I was saying, even today as a juror, a potential juror, I spoke out, you know, I was vulnerable. Mm-hmm. You know, I did some self-disclosure because one, I don't give a fuck what none of y'all think about me. Number one, I could give a damn. I might not ever see y'all asses right. again. I have to live with myself. And I'm telling my own truth. To thine own self mm-hmm. be true. And so that's why I'm even here with you on these airways. I don't have to do this. Right. You don't have to do this.
No.
We want to spread love. We want to help us all be better. Let's tell the daggone truth.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and cover up my son when I know he might be wrong or something. Mm-hmm. Like, no, dude, you going down.
Yeah.
You know, hell no.
I pray that people don't get put in those situations, but I also pray that they have the strength to, like, take those people down, because it's 2023. We can't have those people walking among us anymore or trying to lead us anymore.
Child.
That is horrifying. But
I had to do a whole deep breath. Yeah. I had to take it in, let it out. Like, yes, that's my hope. My hope is that is, you know, based on what you're saying. But the truth is, these evil people, unless there's some major change, these people are going to keep doing the same yeah. old thing. It's just going to be another face
yeah.
in the same behavior.
And it's the hypocrisy in all of it, of these people are doing these horrifying things to their own family, to their own children, to other people's children. And then in the same breath are pro-life. In the same breath mm-hmm. are pro-birth.
Or president.
So it's just, yeah, everything you do will come back around.
Yeah. So just wait, see, sir. Ooh. Sirs, what you do is going to come back. So, I mean, even if it doesn't happen in this lifetime, right, it's going to happen
yeah.
because that's the law,
yeah.
right? So there are laws that govern us, maybe not so much the laws of these lands, but the universal law
yeah,
coming for you.
Yeah. Right. Well, what do you think about all of this? Tell us in the comments, what do you think about having jury duty? Do you think it's worth it? I mean, that $25, ugh. Have you heard of the Duggar family before today?
I thought she was, I thought she was talking about the Dougie.
Or any of the other big name families that have gotten on TV shows because of their strange large family, but have turned out not to be who we thought they were. Tell us what you think about this whole Trump situation. This is just a saga that is not stopping. And now we're about to enter into another election cycle. Yikes. We want to hear from you. Drop all that in the comments. And if you have not already, like, share, subscribe, do something with this show, but do not keep it for yourself. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music, Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us, with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.